on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Informant Podcast. I'm Pistol Pete from Spockholm. Most of the crew is here tonight. We have Jenna, Make Death by Gucci, and Jennifer, the Mafia Wars Loot Lady. We don't know whether or not Chester will ever find his way home again.
I doubt it. He pops in when we're actually really busy.
That's
exactly.
Right.
Exactly. When you've got something really important to talk about, he's there to interrupt.
And very make true. It sound like a game.
Actually, I talked to him on the phone about 3 hours ago, and I think he was lost in his old neighborhood somewhere. So I don't think he'll be hearing from him. Yeah. So
very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But he seems to like life without Mafia Wars.
Yeah.
He seems to be adjusting.
There's always things going on in life without Mafia Wars.
I'm finding this to be true.
You
it's
know?
True. Yep.
For those that don't want to hear about what's going on in our lives, tough, because I'm going to talk about it. Because we were in a Lego competition this weekend and came in third place, so take
awesome.
Some of that. Yeah,
sweet.
So our kids did really, really great. They had presentations and all kinds of stuff, and just did really, really well. So
they looked really happy. There was a video of it.
Yeah,
they looked proud.
Yeah,
so you're teaching them to be nerds early on.
That's right. They're
whatever pays the bills, right?
One of the moms said something because they went in. They were invited into the presentation stage, and of course, they get asked lots of technical questions about how they run their bots and everything. And you know, she was like overwhelmed. She couldn't believe how much the kids knew about what they were doing, which I mean wasn't surprising, but the way that they could actually convey it and you know carry on an excellent conversation in detail.
Like, yeah, that's half the battle.
As if they've been doing this all their life. You know, it's like, you know, it's been their job their entire life. And this is, they live and breathe Lego robotics, which, you know, for some of them wasn't the case, I guess I should say. My boys really just started picking up on it this year. And unfortunately for my oldest one, this was the last year for the competition that they have at Wichita State University. But
oh, bummer.
So we're going to look for something else. And we've got some thoughts on that, because I know there's some high school level robotics competition, so we're going to be looking at that and see. But
he could do Mafia Wars bots.
Mafia bots.
Surely he'll know better than that.
Yeah. So,
but what anyway. A great program. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So I kind of this weekend that was my focus. The whole day yesterday we were in competition, so.
And now, are you guys on spring break now?
No.
Oh, we are.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm in lax mode, so.
No, I don't think, I can't remember. We have a
Zynga
late
is
spring
too.
Break.
Yeah, I noticed. Everybody's
so
tough.
It's been nice to have some time to do stuff.
I agree. Very nice.
Kind of don't Catch feel on... it sometimes, though. You know? It's like,
well, yeah, there is a lot going on, but like no new content. We know a lot of new content is coming.
Right.
But it was nice that they didn't drop it on us.
Yep.
And hopefully they'll take their time. Everyone kind of thinks maybe this week stuff will be released, but I'm hoping they wait another week to build up the suspense.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, normal players cannot get 500 of the vintage lighters and the London invites. They need a week for that.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Do you know what date that's supposed to happen? I didn't listen to the last show, so I don't
Nobody
know.
Nobody knows, yeah. No. And we get at they someone must ask that at least once every 10 minutes if we know, and we don't. The only thing we know is what we find in the servers.
Right,
the
you'll know ahead of most.
Nah, the community's been great. It's really frustrating to look for server images because it's addicting, and then when you keep getting nothing, you get determined, like, I'm going to find something, damn it. And then you'll spend like hours just looking for stuff. So I made a post like kind of telling people how to do it. And so we've had a lot of fun on our fan page because a lot of people have been finding some really good images.
Yeah.
And I've been trying to keep, I had them land like 4 or 5 different posts. So I kind of put one together where I'm going to update it when new stuff is found.
Cool.
Nice. But the loot looks really cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it could be anything. It could be city store inventory. It may not even be London stuff. It's just all stuff in the servers that haven't been released.
Is the loyalty point thing over? Is it gone now completely?
It's still going. You know, it cracks me up because it took like all of 30 seconds to buy all your items.
That's true.
I know.
And they're giving us like, you know, I think it was 16 days. So there's still about 10 more days of that.
Oh my goodness.
And maybe they're doing it for people that might not play, you know, maybe just play once or twice a month. So
then
it's
do you
fair.
Think they care?
No.
Yeah, if you're playing
after
that
little,
then...
After a couple weeks,
then...
they're like bummed.
Yeah. I mean, that's the only explanation I could think of, but it's like for every other thing they give us, we don't have enough time to do what we're supposed to. And the one, you know, the one thing that took 5 seconds to do, we have 16 days. And a Spocklet, if need be.
Yeah, right, which was, yeah.
Well, you guys didn't know. It was a good idea.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of people had a lot of loyalty points. We didn't know they would jack it up the way they did.
Figured you'd be buying items for, you know, like 300 loyalty points here, 500 here, not 1,500, and then the next one being a 3,000, and so on and so forth.
A little bit silly.
Yeah.
Well, and the difference, too, in the Fight Club, when you buy an item... there's not a button to buy another one. So if you do it manually, you have to go back to the Fight Club, scroll to find your item, and click buy, and there's no buy another one. You have
and
to
it's
keep...
tedious.
Oh, yeah. If it wasn't for that Spocklet, I wouldn't have ever bought Fight Club. I would have bought one of each and said, I'm done with this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that's you would great. Assume that the loyalty stuff would have been the same. So I could see why you thought ahead and tried to make a Spocklet. Well, you did make a Spocklet, but I think it takes longer to load it than to go buy your item.
That's funny.
That's very true. Well, for us, there's not much going on in Spockholm world either. Yeah, there's just been a couple of minor things here and there. There's a backup version of the Assassinator that's got a couple of small features on it. Ike added in like a ability to stop at a specific ice count.
Oh.
So that's, you know, sort of in testing because it's only on the backup server. But if you're using the toolbar, you can go into your config and then just say use backup settings and then, you know, launch the Assassinator from there and you'll get it. And I'm trying to think what else. A couple more minor modifications to the family battle history. But other than that, we haven't had a whole lot going on either, you know.
Right,
which is nice too.
Well, yeah, and it is like, especially for me. I mean, like I said, this whole month has been one thing after another personally, and you know, I still play the game. I haven't been away from it that much, but because I usually play that in the evening after everyone's asleep anyway. But yeah, it's certainly you know lots of
you know that's
life
good
in the
for
way.
You. Yeah. I think it keeps the game keeps it's makes me want to play when I'm not. Playing all the time,
yeah.
Then I'm like excited for the hour that I'm gonna spend or whatever.
Yeah,
or not excited. That maybe that's a little exaggerated.
Well, it's more enjoyable when you haven't played for it, or when you're on every 2 minutes and you know you kind of do your search of what you usually go to, and you're like, this is boring. Then you go to your game. You're like, I'm out of energy. I'm out of stamina. What can I craft?
Exactly.
Where when you do it all at once, you kind of like pace yourself and get a system.
So it's good to get a breather, you know?
Although my quest for 2,000 skill points is up to 1,759 now. So.
Oh, you're getting there.
Getting there, little by little. So.
And then what are you going to do with them?
Well, I don't know yet because I may go to 2,500. I've been trying to figure out how far I can go without having to actually apply them. So I've been creating my own little gaming game of skill point collection. So.
Gosh, I don't know how you can do that. I don't need reward points set, but not skill points. I want to put them there quick.
Now, what's your attack and defense, or do you not want to share that information?
I got a BAM score of over something.
I didn't ask your BAM score. smart people can figure out your attack skills from your BAM score.
Uh-huh.
They should make a Spocklet for that.
Yeah.
He'll just keep it to himself.
Like enter BAM score, click, and that would give you your attack.
Give you an actual estimated attack.
Yeah, that brag about their BAM score.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Notice I didn't say either.
No, you didn't.
We're going to find out.
I'm sure you will.
We're going to hack into your account.
Oh, there you go.
Which, I'm sure there's a better way to find server images, speaking of hacking, than just guessing names. That's what the Spocks should work on. But then that might borderline into illegal hacking.
You don't want to go there.
Well,
I would, just to get the images. That's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
All they'd have to do is just keep changing names on you.
Yeah, well, they do that. I noticed in some of the things we keep tabs of, they'll change the number sequence or they'll change the way they write the name.
I think it's kind of funny because I think they are just messing with you guys.
Like special loot XYZ 12345794321 pie.
Well, that's what, if there's a program that could go in there and identify newly added images,
right?
Then it wouldn't matter what they call them, and yeah, we could find out.
Jen would go, "Oh, that's hacking."
Oops, sorry.
I didn't know. I'm sorry.
Sorry, Mr. Doc Knight.
Well, what's going on, Jen? Anything new for you?
No, nothing since the last show. Oh, there is one thing.
What?
It's raining women.
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, yeah, the marketplace event.
The marketplace promotion. It's like all the other ones.
Yep.
And it's not spelled raining like it's raining men, that song. It's R-E-I-G. I'm probably spelling it wrong right now.
R-E-I. But
it's a play on words.
Right.
And I guess March is like Women's Month or Women's Awareness Month or Power Month. Who knows? I know there's some kind of official thing for women.
It was like Women's Day a couple days ago. Well, at least it got posted on my wall a few times.
Huh?
I did not know that, but apparently it was Women's Day.
Well, yeah, Kanu from the Mafia Wars Gods had sent me a message, and he said, "Happy Women's Day, Jen."
Yeah, it was Kanu that posted it on my wall, too.
Yeah,
so
and I'm like,
according to him, it was Women's Day, so.
Yeah, on March 8th.
Is like the theme song, March Helen 7th. Reddy's I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar or something?
Exactly. Power to the women.
But now the men are probably upset because there's no Man's Day. And it's funny on the pop-up.
It's like every day.
On the pop-up, instead of saying man up, they say woman up. And then somebody made a comment that was a man, said that they took offense to that because they're a man and they don't want to be called a woman. It made me laugh.
That's funny.
Oh, yeah. Always critical. Who cares?
Yep.
I know. It's funny. We've been getting so many critical comments on the blog lately, but there is a hate campaign out there for me. Like someone created a fake Facebook page. They went to Blogger and made a fake blog.
Are you kidding?
And the information they put about me was so ridiculous. It was very graphic and offensive.
Did you get that taken care of?
Facebook took that page down within 5 minutes, but Google, I haven't checked today. It's harder to – it takes longer to get stuff taken off Google.
Do you have any suspects here?
Oh, yeah, and it's probably the same person that remember when we had the family hack when someone broke into our family and kicked everybody out?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, somebody had, after that, and after it was supposedly fixed, somebody went in and changed the names of a lot of people in our family. And they changed my name to, twice to bad things.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of matched what they put on this fake website. But who has that kind of time?
I don't know.
Mafia Wars player.
If you don't like me, you don't like me. Just don't visit what I do and forget about me. Go find somebody else.
Yeah, why invest so much time into hating you?
It's just so ridiculous that the only thing they could come up with was to call me slutty names.
Mm.
Not drop it. It's like, be creative. If you're going to hate on me, try to make fun of something that would hurt my feelings. But just, if you're a girl, you're automatically a slut if you're not liked. That's ridiculous. And slut is a nice term compared to what they were changing things to.
Mm.
And what this Google site is all about. It's horrible.
Wow, we're back to grade school.
Yeah, it's, and we had a lot of people leave our families, and I acquired a lot of haters. And there are some people in there that are teenagers, and this would be exactly what teenagers would do. And I'm sure they're having a ball with it, laughing as they're doing it.
Well, not even just teenagers, but immature ones.
Yeah,
teenagers that wouldn't do that.
Productive with their time.
Oh, my gosh.
So we've been dealing with that. So I've gotten a lot of negative comments, but, no matter what you do, someone's not going to like it. Someone's not going to like you.
What can you do? The game with we can only talk about so much here.
The Mafia Wars is kind of boring.
Exactly.
You know, we like it so much, but we do. But if you break it down, it's boring.
Click, click, click.
Yeah.
Out come the monkeys. Clicky, clicky, click, click. Sorry.
But people that like it so much, like we do, they like listening to this show. And to them, it's not boring. But if you're, you know, if you're not really into it,
then don't log in.
I know. Don't listen. Or don't, you know, go somewhere else. Don't spend all your time. And they're probably the reason we have a lot of listeners or followers.
Or listen for the first 5 minutes because, you know, at least then we get credit for the show. Thanks.
Right?
Yeah. I know, like when
we appreciate your click-through. It helps our advertising dollars that we never get.
Yes.
Exactly. All right.
Well, anybody got any shout-outs? Pete?
I don't this evening, so I'll let you guys fill in the gaps.
We'll let Jen have this one. I don't have anything tonight.
My shout-out is to Jim Brown, and you know him too, Jana.
Yeah.
Going through a hard time, and I just don't even know what to say, but we're all thinking about you, and we wish you the best, and keep the faith.
Yeah, definitely in our thoughts and prayers here. We're thinking about you.
What's going on with him? And can they say?
I know that, you know, he's got some health issues. I don't even know how to talk about it.
I know. It's really sad. Huh.
He got a terminal diagnosis, so that's why I don't think it's easy to talk about.
Sure.
But I just know, you know, when you're told you have a specific amount of time, that's not always true. And things can happen. Miracles happen.
Exactly. I don't like that when you know, you get that time limit.
And it's just never accurate. It's rarely accurate.
Yeah. Well, I guess why I was asking was I was just, you know, curious that, you know, the impact, again, of the game for all of us is that there are humans behind the clicks. And, you know, it's important for us to remember that when we're having interactions with people, like the stuff that Jen's talked about with the haters that are out there and whatever else, that there's humans and feelings.
It becomes personal.
And this is no different that, you know, in a case of someone getting a diagnosis like that, you know, they're a part of us, whether or not it's in passing through the acquaintances we've made in game or whatever else, you know, there's feelings that are associated with it as well, you know, and we definitely well wish upon the families, you know, and the people that are going through these struggles, and they happen every day in everybody's life. And, you know, it's super sad to hear about it in this particular instance, you know, and we just say that our prayers are going out to him and his family and that they'll get through it.
Right.
You know, we've dealt with it on the show before with, you know, other issues, and that's what we're here for too. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when people don't like that we talk about things that are in our personal life, it's part of the game too.
Well, it's the driving force of the game. It's the friendships and the communities. Without that, no one would play Mafia Wars.
No.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, exactly, because it's the reason why Mafia Wars had reigned supreme for so long was the games around the game were all about personal interaction. It was the most social game in Zynga's arsenal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can talk about social gaming, and this was the epitome of it, or is the epitome of it. I guess I'm already speaking in the past tense of it. But, you know, yeah, I don't know. So I just, you know, I thought
probably. Well, you know, it's kind of like when I played this game, same game on MySpace, I got really bored with it, but I didn't play it the social way that I learned to play it again on Facebook.
Right.
And so, like, I couldn't imagine wanting to play it again. I was already bored with it, but it was a different game when it became families and Skype and just so much more organized than me just sitting there clicking by myself, you know?
Yeah, see, that's the hope I have is that PAC 2.0 is able to kind of re-spark what this game was about to so many people and what kind of got them into the game, if you will. So
exactly.
And hopefully this time around, Zynga's not going to listen to the haters and just realize that everybody has haters, no matter who you put in these positions.
Mm-hmm. And they should know that.
And they, yeah, because everyone hates them, and they get it worse than any of us, I'm sure.
Exactly.
Yep. All right. Well, I'm sorry for extending the conversation a little further, but I thought kind of important.
Exactly.
Man, thanks to Jim for, showing us this and sharing.
Yep. All right. Well, everybody, have a good night.
Hey, Jen, where do you think they can find us?
They can find us on the web at informantpodcast.com. You can also find our fan page on facebook.com/informantpodcast.
Or you can leave us an email at tip@informantpodcast.com.
Hey, I think you can also find us on Twitter at informantpod.
And you can always leave us a rant on our rant hotline, which is 707-847-6852, 707-TIP-6852.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first. I wanna cross, get them crashing to the